Well, there's very little time left, brethren. I don't plan to speak at any length, but surely what our brethren have brought before us has spoken to our hearts and consciences that we might be exercised to use the opportunities, the talents, the time, the resources that we have, not for ourselves, but for the glory and honor of our Lord Jesus. I'm sure when we get to glory, we won't be sorry for anything that we may have sacrificed. And perhaps it's very little in my own case, but whatever is done for the Lord is valued by Him, recorded in the book of remembrance. That book will be opened someday. The Lord will reward faithfulness. Not that reward is a motive for service. I think we know that. But it surely is an incentive that those little acts of service and sacrifice in our lives are going to be rewarded in that day. I'm just thinking of a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I think we're familiar with it. And it has in view the judgment seat of Christ, which I think we have already referred to in these meetings, when all our lives will be reviewed, manifest. Our sins will not be brought up to condemn us, but our works will be resurrected. What we have done, our conduct down here, our lives will be shown for what they are. How we have lived our lives today and in the days that may be before us. There'll be reviewing, there'll be rewarding, and there'll be rejoicing. But also, there may be loss. How someone can feel loss in that day, I don't know. But the Word of God says in this chapter, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What day is that? It's the judgment seat of Christ that will take place shortly after we are raptured into His presence. And because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Isn't that encouraging? And that reward will go on through the millennial days. We are now forming the capacity for the place that we will fill in that coming kingdom. There will be a reward. And I believe myself, some people question this, that that reward will go on into eternity. He that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Those things that we do for the Lord down here will not be lost. In the eyes of the world, it may be foolishness, but it's precious in the eyes of the Lord. I often think of the sisters that attend the meeting faithfully. Maybe it's in much weakness, the prayer meeting or whatever. There'll be a reward for your presence at the meeting. You are very needful in the assembly meetings, though you do not take part publicly. Anyway, our verse here again, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire, as our brother Bob has remarked, a saved soul, but a lost life. How's that? I think we all know the prime example of that is the life of Lot. He was a man that followed Abraham, but his heart was in the world, and the things that were seen occupied him. He gravitated toward Sodom. He gave up his tent and his altar, and he ended up in that wicked city of Sodom, with the government of the judgment of God hovering over it. He nearly lost his life, lost his testimony. Is that a kind of a termination that we would want? No. And there would be loss in our lives, as we read here, He himself shall be saved. We're going to meet Lot in the glory. No doubt, he's a righteous man that vexed his soul every day, yet so as by fire. Saved soul, but what he had done burned up, because he lived for himself, and he lived for the world, trying to improve it. Well, brethren, we've gone over this a number of times. We won't belabor it anymore. But may we think of that verse while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. There'll be a reward, a bright, marvelous reward for any little faithfulness there has been in your life and mine. Our resources, you know, I've often said I was traveling in Malawi, taking some money out of the bank there a few weeks ago, and speaking to a young man who was coming out of the ATM machine, I said, you know, this money here, it belongs to another man. It doesn't belong to you. How are you using it? And so what we possess really in the pecuniary, the financial area, it really belongs to God. We are only stewards responsible for how we use what has been committed to us. The reckoning day is coming. The Lord is going to return. The nobleman from the far country, he's going to review and look at the way in which the goods or the talents or the gifts were used when he returns. How have we used what he has committed to us? And if it was used for his glory and honor and the furtherance of his interests and the preaching of the gospel, there will be a reward. It will last for eternity. Well, the judgment seat of Christ is a solemn time, and it should exercise us. Not that we have any fear of punishment, but there is going to be a review of our lives. You know, I've noticed lately that in the account that David gives of the mighty men who accompanied him in the time of his rejection when he was hunted by Saul, you will remember, there was a list given of those that had shared in his rejection, that were faithful, perhaps in the cave of Adullam. They had performed some wonderful services for David, for the Lord. But there's one place in that list that is blank. And sometimes we might wonder, there was one name that was, it should have been penciled in there, but it's blank. Who it was, I don't know. We're not told. Was it Joab? Was it Jonathan? But that person, whoever he was, he lost his crown. He didn't follow David in the path of rejection. We follow a rejected Christ, brethren. We gathered around, not a glorified Christ this morning, a rejected one. And if we share that rejection, there will be a reward and a crown for any faithfulness in our lives. May the Lord energize us to live the rest of our time, which may be very short, not for ourselves, but unto him that loved us and gave himself for us.
Sing the last verse of 252. May we still God's mind discerning, to the Lamb for wisdom go, there new wonders daily learning, all the depths of mercy know. Close of this meeting, and we thank thee, blessed God, that thou wouldst speak to us at this late date in the church's history. We feel, Father, that the coming of the Lord is just around the corner, and then it's over in this world. We seek grace from thyself, Father, to walk in the good of what thou hast committed to us. So we pray for one another. We ask thee to bless the balance of the time here, and then, Father, as we each leave here to go to our homes, we ask thee that thou wouldst give us the grace to go on, Lord Jesus, more to please thee and not to please ourselves. We ask all and give thanks in thy name. Amen.
Amen.